Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of leadership and management news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
SC Codeworks' Amy Dean named Rising Star in 2025 Women in Supply Chain Awards. Amy Dean, Vice President of Operations at SC Codeworks, has been named a rising star in the 2025 Women in Supply Chain Awards. Her leadership at SC Codeworks has advanced smarter supply chains and opened doors for women in logistics. Dean's work in helping warehouses and 3PLs use technology to improve performance supports the industry and paves the way for future female leaders. SC Codeworks is known for its customizable software and responsive support, providing operational efficiency and long-term client partnerships. Dean oversees operations, strategic planning, and customer engagement, ensuring clients benefit from the company's flexible warehouse management system. The Women in Supply Chain winners will be recognized at the upcoming forum in November. To learn more about how SC Codeworks is helping warehouses and 3PLs build smarter supply chains, visit sccodeworks.com.
Eltropy Leadership Summit 2025 concludes in Jackson Hole, highlighting innovation and community focus. The fourth annual Eltropy Leadership Summit concluded in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, focusing on strategic innovation and community partnerships. Over 130 C-suite executives and senior leaders from credit unions and community banks gathered to address industry challenges and growth opportunities. The summit featured prominent speakers and panelists discussing topics like data-driven decisions, talent strategies, and competitive strategies for profitability. Attendees also enjoyed adventure activities and networking opportunities in the scenic Teton Range. The summit highlighted the importance of intelligence, innovation, and connection in shaping the future of community finance. Eltropy extends appreciation to event sponsors for their support in making the summit a success. David Nevins interviews Beth Rheingold, PhD, President, Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. Beth Rheingold, PhD, IOM, is the President and CEO of the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce, expanding its reach to serve all of Baltimore County. She is recognized for her leadership in legislative advocacy and community building. David Nevins, President and CEO of Nevins & Associates, is a seasoned executive with over 30 years of experience in marketing and public relations. Connect with Beth and David on LinkedIn for more information on their work in the business community.
Herbert Smith Freehills Kramer elevates Dan Berman to managing partner of U.S. Real Estate. Herbert Smith Freehills Kramer has elevated Dan Berman to managing partner of U.S. Real Estate. Following the merger in June 2025, Berman is now one of six managing partners overseeing the firm's U.S. operations. With nearly two decades of experience, he is a trusted advisor to investors, developers, and hedge funds. Berman has worked on billion-dollar transactions, won awards for innovative deals, and handled major recapitalizations. He is known for structuring complex redevelopment projects for religious and not-for-profit institutions. Berman looks forward to working with global partners to provide thoughtful counsel to clients. In addition to his client work, he is involved in various industry and community organizations, including the Brown University Real Estate Group and Spark Youth.
Aventis Whole Health announces leadership appointments to accelerate growth and advance integrated care. Aventis Whole Health, a leading provider of primary and behavioral health care services in long-term care facilities, has appointed four seasoned executives to its leadership team. Carrie Trainer joins as Chief Operating Officer, Dan Frischella as Chief Financial Officer, Kristen Medline as Chief Human Resources Officer, and Carrie DeMatteis as Senior Vice President of Analytics. These appointments aim to accelerate growth and expand access to integrated care for medically vulnerable populations. Aventis, serving over 58,000 patients monthly across 7 states, focuses on outcome-centered healthcare services. The company's strategic partnerships and recent acquisitions demonstrate its commitment to providing exceptional service. The new leadership team brings purpose-driven leadership and deep healthcare experience to drive meaningful growth and deliver integrated services to more patients in long-term care facilities.
Impact Networking invests in top-tier client experience, hires new Chief Client Strategy Officer Tracy Garcia. Impact Networking LLC has appointed Tracy Garcia as Chief Client Strategy Officer, showcasing their commitment to delivering a top-tier client experience. With over 20 years of expertise, Tracy will focus on retention, service excellence, and aligning operational innovation with customer needs. Her goal is to create a predictable, consistent, and excellent client experience. CEO Mike Lepper believes Tracy's leadership will elevate Impact's client service standards as the company continues to expand. This move is part of Impact's strategy to become the go-to national partner for business management services, setting the standard for customer-first growth. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.